The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to this episode of The Marino Show. Anthony Marino, your host, here with you once again and dropping this episode. Usually do about 6 a.m. on Tuesday mornings, probably about 12 hours early, at least recording this right now, around 6 p.m. on Monday, because, of course, this is the first day of the legal tampering period for the NFL in free agency. So, as I said, recording this around 6 p.m. on Monday, certainly a few hours in to the legal tampering, which kicked off at noon today. Just to recap real quick for you, what's going on with the Buffalo Bills. Of course, any updates that you need to get, you can go to buffalorumblings.com. You can check us out on Twitter at buffrumblings, or you can follow me at Anth Marino for all of the updates that you can find there. And, you know, when I say it's been a newsworthy day, I don't know that I would call it too busy yet for the Buffalo Bills. I don't think we were expecting things to be too crazy or too active. And of course, still plenty of details to kind of figure out when you talk about some of these contracts and what is taking place. But let's kind of jump into where things are for the team, at least right now. Early on in the day, a little bit of a, not April Fool's Day, but a little bit of a prank, I guess you could call it, coming from Deion Dawkins, the left tackle for the Buffalo Bills, kind of following in along the lines with some cryptic tweets that were out there, made it sound like he might be moving on from Buffalo. Certainly not the case in that situation. Still waiting on the details, but Deion Dawkins signing a three-year contract extension for the Bills, valued at $60.5 million in total. Again, he was heading into the last year of his last contract extension that he had signed with the Bills. So Deion Dawkins, this is kind of a move that I think many the cap experts kind of expected will be an opportunity to lock him up, obviously playing at a Pro Bowl level at left tackle for the Bills. But also by signing that extension will give them a chance to lower his cap hit for this season, something, again, that was expected in Buffalo that was going to take place to lower that cap hit, as they need to be cap compliant before Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. In addition to that, kind of another deal that was signed, a two-year contract, Cam Lewis, $2 million per year, two-year deal, waiting again to see the specifics there. But in this scenario, for the Bills, someone that can start at safety for you in a pinch, can start at slot corner for you if necessary, a great special teams contributor. And I think for Cam Lewis to sign back with the Bills, right at the start of free agency, certainly something there that was looked at, as I would say, as a positive, right? When you talk about the Saran Neal leaving Buffalo, you've got Tyler Matakavich as a free agent as well. Saran Neal coming back, still some uncertainty at the safety position. We know Jordan Poyer will not be back. Nothing official yet with Micah Hyde, but certainly plenty of assumptions being made there. But at least in this scenario right now, a valuable depth piece, and again, someone that, not saying at this point, we're talking about day one of legal tampering and free agency and all this type of piece, but if Cam Lewis had to start for you at safety, could certainly do that in a pinch in this scenario. In addition to that, kind of just taking place before jumped on to record. You do have AJ Epenesa re-signing with the Bills on a two-year contract. Mike Garofolo from NFL Network reporting the deal to remain with the Bills has a base value of $7 million in the first year of the deal and can be worth a max of $20 million over 2 years. So, you know, as I read this one, looking at it and probably along those lines of having, I would say, plenty of incentives built in, maybe some less than likely to be earned incentives, which don't go against the cap, but show some upside. You know, I've talked about this on the show in the past. I talked about it with Pat Moran on Talking Buffalo in the past. If there was someone the Bills were going to re-sign, he was at the top of my list. And I liked it because youth is on his side. But, you know, for someone that's playing about 35% of the defensive snaps, had really been highly productive for the Bills. 6.5 sacks each of the last 2 years. Mixing in a number of forced fumbles, an interception here and there, batting down passes. This was a guy that I was pretty high on when he was coming into the draft out of Iowa, and I still see that arrow pointing up. As I look at things, I think to it and, you know, to myself that here's a guy that maybe if he jumps up to about 55 to 60% of the snaps on defense, you could see him hitting double-digit sacks and being a consistent performer for the Bills. Now, part of that opportunity opens up because it was reported that Leonard Floyd is signing a two-year contract with the San Francisco 49ers. Now, this was one myself. I did not think there was going to be much of a chance that he would return in Buffalo. While he enjoyed his time with the Bills, it sounded like he was someone that was going to look to, kind of go to the highest bidder. Again, the details still waiting on them at this time, but you look at it, he is signing a contract 2 years, a $20 million deal worth up to $24 million, $12 million guaranteed in year one. Certainly pricing him out of things for Buffalo. But as you look at it too, you know, we're seeing a little bit more of a youth movement here coming with the Bills. You look at the departure of Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morris, Tre'Davious White. Again, kind of not sure where things are with Micah Hyde right now. But if you're looking at it and thinking to yourself, okay, if the Bills are going to prioritize one of these two edge rushers, I would tend to think that it was going to be AJ Epenesa, still being in his mid-20s, where, again, even though Leonard Floyd was so productive this last year at 32 years old, heading into his year 33 season, if you're going with the youth movement and Epenesa having a lower contract, something that felt like a little bit of a no-brainer to me at that time. Now, I realize in a lot of ways people talk about and say, well, this is a downgrade. You know, you lose Floyd. Yeah, you bring back Epenesa. That's fine. I know fans aren't loving the discussion around Von Miller right now, and I certainly understand that. But if he can come back in some way, shape, or form, right? I'm not saying the Von Miller that he was before the injury, but certainly a step up from what we saw on the field in 2023. You know, maybe Von Miller can kind of be that guy to almost fill that AJ Epenesa type of role where you've got Epenesa filling the Leonard Floyd type of role and then Gregory Rousseau on the other side. But listen, it's still day one. It is literally 6:01 as I'm recording this. Plenty to be figured out and to wait and see, and should be interesting to see what other moves the Bills make along the defensive line. Kind of that fifth piece which took place, Gabe Davis signing with the Jacksonville Jaguars, various reports. 3 years, $39 million, worth up to $50 million with different incentives. You know, with all of these things, still waiting for plenty of the details that will come up. Gabriel Davis was one of those guys that, you know, you loved him as a captain, obviously, when he shined and performed well. Something to be seen for the Buffalo Bills. But, you know, as you go through it, you just had a sense that his time in Buffalo was going to wrap up. Sal Capaccio had reported there was interest in the Bills to bring him back. There was interest in Gabriel Davis to come back in Buffalo. But the way the finances were playing out, an opportunity for him to go back closer to home in the Jacksonville area, play for a top-notch quarterback in Trevor Lawrence, and 3 years, $39 million, certainly something outside of the price range for the Bills. And then you find yourself in this scenario, right? He can earn up to $50 million. For him, certainly an opportunity for Gabriel Davis. Was a fan of his while he was here in Buffalo. Unfortunate that things didn't work out to the extent that many had hoped. With that being said, you wish him well in Jacksonville, teaming up with Mitch Morris. And other than any time that they play the Bills, I'll be hoping for the best for Gabriel Davis. So again, right now, here we are right around the 6 o'clock hour. That is kind of the latest and greatest. So I'm going to get this podcast up, just kind of a quick synopsis of what took place so far. So many on Twitter saying, you just have to wait till the sun sets. That's when Brandon Bean does his most work. We will see. So, not the craziest day for the Bills, really, again, taking care of some of their own with Cam Lewis back on a 2-year deal, Deion Dawkins with a 3-year extension, and then you've got AJ Epenesa with the 2-year deal. And definitely keep it locked to BuffaloRumblings.com for more updates as they come along. So thank you for tuning in to this abbreviated version of the Marino Show. I will be back with you, and hopefully we'll have some more good news for Buffalo Bills fans coming up. I'm going to get out of here for now. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. And as always, go Bills.